Craigie Lee and Judas Priest, they were the best of friends. So when Craigie Lee needed money one day, Judas quickly pulled out a roll of tens and placed them on a footstool just above the plotted plane, saying, "Take your pick, Craigie boy, my loss will be your gain." Sat right down and put his fingers to his chin, and with the cold eyes of Judas on him, his head began to spin. "Would you please not stare at me like that," he said, "you know it's just my foolish pride. Sometimes a man must be alone, this is no place to hide." Judas, he just winked and said, "All right, I'll leave you here. You better figure out which one of them bills you want before they all disappear. I'm gonna start my picking right now. Just tell me where you'll be." Judas pointed down the road, said, "Eternity." "Eternity," said Craigie Lee, with a voice as cold as ice. "That's right," said Judas, "eternity, though you might call it paradise." "I don't call it anything," said Craigie Lee with a smile. "All right," said Judas Priest, "I'll see you after a while." Sat back down, feeling low and mean. Just then a passing stranger burst upon the scene, saying, "Are you Craigie Lee the gambler, whose father is deceased? Well, if you are, there's a fella calling you down the road who says his name is Priest." "Yes, he is, my friend," said Craigie Lee in fright. "I do recall him very well. In fact, he just left my sight." "Yes, that's the one," said the stranger, as quiet as a mouse. "Well, my message is he's down the road, stranded in a house." Well, Craigie Lee, he panic. He dropped everything and ran. Till he came to the spot where Judas Priest did stand. What kind of house is this, he said, where I have come to roam? It's not a house, said Judas Priest. It's not a house, it's a home. Lost all control over everything which he had made while the mission bells did toll. Just kept staring at that house as bright as any sun, with 4-20 windows and a woman's face in every one. Up the stairs went Frankie Lee with a soulful bounding leap, and foaming at the mouth he began to make his midnight creep. For 16 nights and days he raved, but on the 17th he burst. And into the arms of Judas Priest, which is where he died of thirst. Nobody tried to say a word as they carried him out in jest. Except, of course, the little neighbor boy who carried him to rest. Walked along alone with his guilt so well concealed, muttering underneath his breath, nothing is revealed. Song is simply that one should never be where one does not belong. So if you see your neighbor carrying something, help him with his load. Don't go mistaking paradise for that home across the road.